Rescued in the foyer. I was overwhelmed with my boys, who just couldn't seem to sit quietly for 1 hour. My husband often had to work on Sundays, leaving me in charge of taking our 4 sons to church alone. One particular Sunday during sacrament meeting, my 2 toddlers were at odds with each other. If I got one of the boys interested in a book, his brother wanted it. I tried snacks, toys, and coloring, but nothing worked. I was overwhelmed with my boys, who just couldn't seem to sit quietly for 1 hour. I pulled a small toy out of my bag and handed it to my 1-year-old. Immediately, a scream came from my 3-year-old, Tyson, as he pounced on his younger brother, trying to retrieve the toy. I was humiliated as I carried 2 screaming, fighting little boys out into the foyer. My face was immediately wet with hot tears. Why did this have to be so hard? I was doing what Heavenly Father wanted me to do by bringing my family to church, right? But I couldn't do it anymore. It was exhausting and embarrassing to fight my boys through sacrament meeting alone every week. I didn't ever want to come back. I sat with these thoughts for only about 15 seconds, and then a sister, who I barely knew, came out into the foyer after me. Her name was Sister Buse. She usually sat alone, as her husband served in the bishopric, and her children were grown. She said, "You're always here alone. I can see that you're trying so hard. Could Tyson sit with me?" I couldn't even think of a response. I just nodded as she took him by the hand and led him, now calm and happy, back into the chapel. I wiped away my tears, picked up my baby, and humbly walked back into the chapel to enjoy the rest of the meeting in peace. The next Sunday, as we walked into sacrament meeting, Tyson searched for his new friend. At night, he would pray, "Thank you, Heavenly Father, for Sister Buse. I love her so much." It's been over 3 years, and Tyson still often searches the chapel for Sister Buse. Last year, she was called to be Tyson's primary teacher. He was the happiest little boy alive. I am so grateful for Sister Buse and her willingness to love and serve others. I know that we can bless the lives of others when we serve as the Savior did. Chrissy Lewis, Utah, USA.